You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
As always, Mero is on Hispanic time. He was supposed to be here a while ago. He will arrive whenever it is the marijuana fumes allow him to. We are waiting for him. He does not do time the way that regular human beings do time. I'm not sure he does time even the way that regular Hispanics do time. He will arrive when he arrives, and we will get to that and his Knicks fandom when he arrives. But before we do that, we have a big, fun night planned for you that I'm not totally sure Stugatz is going to execute with his presence and enthusiasm the way that he needs to. But the Meadowlark spaceship has gathered around Stugatz's whims because he's going to be in Troy, Michigan tonight, draft adjacent, because he had a trip planned poorly that he wanted the company to expense, and now he's had Billy build an entire thing around him that Billy is very scared about. He has been made crazy by everything that's being planned tonight. One of the things he said before leaving, I thought he'd be here for the show yesterday, but the last thing he said to me when I realized, oh, he's not going to be here for Wednesday's show, is, Dan, I need you to promote my book. The book cover is out. I need you. What are you rolling your eyes about now, Jessica?
I've had a Google Doc open for like 3 weeks of what I'm supposed to write for this book. And
okay, well put. I think it's how we all feel about generally Stugatz at this point. But his book cover is complete. Again, he didn't write any of these words. He has nothing to do with this. I'm not sure how many words he will write for this book, but he was insistent that we publicize a book that he will not write, that others will write for him, that he will not pay anything to write. And in your case, Jessica, he's never asked you or told you what he wants here, right? Just it's his people reaching out to you, telling you that you have an assignment and a deadline, and you are doing this. He's not asking.
It is his people, and the deadline was, I think, 2 months ago.
Can the estate of Larry O'Brien sue Stugatz for this cover? I think you have to license Lord Stanley.
For what it's worth, I don't know what I'm allowed to reveal. Stugatz has written something, and I have read a chapter.
Whoa.
And it was good. Like, it was, our audience will like it. This, there are real words on digital paper.
Wow. I mean, positive.
ChatGPT is amazing these days.
You're positive.
Absolutely.
He wrote them?
No. No.
Okay. So
not a shot. Not a snowball's chance in hell. Did he write
whoever
this?
Whoever Ghost wrote this, they did a very, yes. Dan Stanzik did a great job.
He might have recited it into like an audio text, but he did not
they
write this.
They deleted all the buddies, if that's the case. But I read it and I was like, our audience will like to read this.
Did you control F for the word listen?
It was the first word of each paragraph.
Listen.
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 And also read.
What about what you guys are doing tonight? Juju, I'm assuming that you flew in, as at least in part, to be a part of those festivities.
Yes, sir, Ski. We are going live with my brother Billy Gill, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, dog. My sister's going to be here. My brother's in the Lord going to be here. My brother Tony, he outside. He ain't here, but he going to be here tonight because he's a hard worker. You already know I salute my brother. I'm so happy that Billy Gill is getting this opportunity to show what he got because he is so talented.
I was thinking about Dan. I don't know if you ever watched the episode of Arrested Development where they bring their kids to work and it's like an ongoing thread throughout the episode. But I keep looking out the window and seeing more kids, and I don't know whose kids they are. But how cute would it be if everyone brought their kids to the draft? And, like, you know, Roger Goodell's kid, I assume he has a kid, I don't know, but announces
it's an adult
the first
man,
pick
I
and
would
then
assume.
Does the handshake, and everyone has their kid alongside them. I guess I would hate that, though, right?
Yes, I thought this is off brand for you. I'm not real sure what it is.
Don't bring your kids to the draft, everyone.
I've been enjoying the general resurgence of Conan O'Brien recently with young people. He changed late night television. At one point, he had kids only as the studio audience, and it was wonderfully awkward, him making adult jokes to kids who didn't understand them.
We kick it over to Quattro Wingo.
Goodell has two twin girls who are 23.
Yeah. They should do the picks. Today is a weird day, Dan, because the whole city of Chicago woke up thinking today is all of our birthdays. We're getting the number one pick in the draft, Caleb Williams, but also this team can't do anything right. They tried to announce this new big stadium plan yesterday that kind of landed with a thump because they want the taxpayers to pay for like $2 billion of it. They want to put it on the lakefront. The governor's already been like, I don't think this is a good deal for us. So it was a big flop, I would say. But on the flip side, they're getting Caleb Williams tonight, presumably. And this should have been like the easiest week of Bears PR in the history of the organization, like 100 years.
The greatest quarterback hope they've ever had is coming to Chicago. And I'm curious.
Since Mitch Trubisky.
I believe this
and
is.
And Justin Fields.
I believe that this is a greater hope than either one of those based on his draft position. They've never had a great quarterback. And I'm curious how you and Jeremy experience Caleb Williams just being his age and of this age, creating unrest for front offices and the Colin Cowherds of the world who will tell you, okay, I'm okay that my quarterback cries and paints his nails. I find super interesting how much discomfort he's causing by just being youth of this time.
Yeah, I mean, he did it on this show. We talked about it with Amin, and he was like, you better be good. And the irony is, like, Caleb Williams is as good as it gets. And so you have this great hope, and now you're in a position where you have a young man. Young man, I caught those. You have a young man who
earthquake?
Is of a different generation than obviously ownership, right? But you have coaches that exist like Mike McDaniel that I'm sure would be embracing this. And so if more and more head coaches are of that kind of mindset of like, hey, man, be yourself and I'm going to get the most out of whoever you are as a human being and a football player, I don't see why he can't be successful just for being himself.
That is a sea change at the top of that sport, the idea that there would be NFL coaches available to support a quarterback's be yourself when being yourself is different than players who are expected to be uniform. I do believe that the modern coach has to connect there. I do believe Bill Belichick doesn't have a job right now, at least in part because he's not someone who can connect there.
Have you noticed that there's been way more national discourse on Caleb Williams painting his fingernails than the starting quarterback for the New York Jets is wondering aloud about the U.S. government creating AIDS?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like,
Every generation, especially.
Oh, go ahead, Juju.
It was just like you touched on last time we spoke on it. Every generation has this. Allen Iverson was a problem. Yeah. Before that, Magic Johnson was a problem. Pull your pants up. Don't listen to this rock and roll. It's like every generation, bro. The faster the older heads in the generation catch on and show a little bit of acceptance, that's the guy who's going far. Mm-hmm.
Well, Tom Brady did get criticized for comments about kids these days. I think we have the clip, but I'm not 100% sure if we have the audio. But the reaction I thought was pretty funny. Mitchell Schwartz quote tweeted, I'll read the quote first because I don't think we have it, but, oh, we do have it. Oh, well, here it is.
I think the biggest problem with a lot of kids these days, it's all about them. It's all about them, their brand, their social media. And then when it's about me and then not about us, well, there's no way to succeed as a team.
I mean, anytime you're starting a sentence with kids these days or effing kids these days, I'm already like, this is not gonna be good. And Mitchell Schwartz quote tweeted it, which I thought was very funny, and said, good thing he didn't start his own clothing, lifestyle, and fitness brand and insist his personal trainer have to have privileges in the building that no one else gets.
Damn.
But he did have the bona fides when he started doing those things. And I do, when he speaks, I kind of listen because he's the greatest to do it, the most successful to ever do it. And by the way, he's going to do it again. He has absolutely been...
Reject.
He has been laying the groundwork for him to do it again. He would not... Remember when he was in that sandy beach and he said, I'm not going to make a whole big thing out of this. I'm done. I already did it once. And he actually adhered to it. And he had a great opportunity. He would have probably won that title if he listened to the overtures of the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. Imagine how crazy that would be.
I can't do this again.
He's going to do it again because he last year he avoided this conversation. Mike Florio said he did that with purpose by opening the door. He's basically sent a message to the league that if your guy gets hurt, don't lose the number.
My advice to Tom Brady is just say people younger than me sometimes instead of kids these days. Others of a different generation. You can't say kids these days. Yeah, you can't.
It does make you seem old.
Just but, never put those words next to each other.
But, I mean, he looks so young and vibrant. And I really hope that he finishes that haircut because that was a tough look from the side.
You guys say that he's a good messenger because he's got the resume that allows him to say things about football with more expertise than just about anybody who's ever done anything at life. But that guy talking to me about how kids only care about their brands, when he somehow managed to both be great and do a lot of caring about his brand, what an amazing run to go through your career at the heights of what we were watching with him, and we don't know what you think about anything because you have been more about brand protection than just about anybody in the history of sport not named Michael Jordan.
He also had brands become a thing later in his career. You don't know how he'd approach it if he were entering the league because kids out of high school, when you're recruiting them, their first questions are about brands these days.
Kids these days. The thing is that Brady sort of sets a template, right? Like by doing that later in his career, it's now all these kids who grew up watching him, or for that matter, he was already in the later part of their career when they were watching football. But all these kids who grew up watching that part of his career see, oh, that's what I can be. I can go be someone with my own brand out there succeeding. And so when you're looking at a generation that is about
He's
sort
like,
of individuality.
Don't do what I did. I'm extremely rich.
Well, don't do what I do. Do what I say.
Because he didn't have the option available to him because if he entered the league in this day and age.
And if he did have the option available to him, he probably would have tried to make money off of creating his own brand because that is what a lot of people that age do.
But because he didn't, and because he had the success before he overtly tried to establish a brand that he maintains, he does get to say that, and people of a certain age get to agree with it. Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
Fans cheer that type of stuff. Tom Brady went down with an Achilles the only time he got hurt in his entire career, and I was fist pumping in my living room at home because the Jets finally had a chance to win a division. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that is one of the most amazing sentences you've ever uttered.
Stugatz.
From the maker of Trust Me, Don't Trust Me comes, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize. You are amazing.
Thank you. I know.
You are a flabbergasting delight. You happen upon genius comedy by accident.
That's my gift.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I do think that when taking in the career of Tom Brady, and I want to get back to this roast and what it is Netflix is trying to do and Kevin Hart is trying to do. Kevin Hart, hell-bent on being a billionaire. I don't think there's anything more important to him than being a billionaire. So he is doing a lot of work in a lot of different places, hustling, grinding to make sure that he gets there. But when you mention Tom Brady and brand management, I do think it's worth noting, as he complains about today's kids, that he benefited from the success of be singular in your focus and do not care about brand, yourself, or team for 20 years, and then grew really sick and tired of team first on everything. No, I want to bring my trainer and my own scientists in here to help me, and I'd like my own rules because I've seen how much power LeBron has. Why don't I have that much power? I'm more of a champion than LeBron. I'm in a more popular sport than LeBron. Why don't I have as much power as LeBron? Oh, it's because football doesn't allow it. My coach doesn't allow it. My owner doesn't allow it. I've got a relationship with the owner. I go straight to him, and they say, with the Kraft name on it, Tom Brady will retire the way that he wants to, and then he doesn't. And then he gets run out of that organization that is team first to go do whatever it is that he wants, and now looks back on it, success of both brand and team, and says, kids, you can't care too much about it, the brand, when at the end he very badly and clearly wanted his independence.
Jess, did you do a signature eye roll when I ventured that he could possibly come back this season? Don't you want to see that?
I didn't eye roll you, actually.
No, you eye rolled the concept
I eye rolled Tom Brady.
Yeah, why?
Because dude, I hate Tom Brady!
Do you realize?
If you're not a Patriots fan, you hate Tom Brady. Or, yeah. I guess if you're Mike. I don't know where that's coming from.
You remember the narrative? You remember the narrative of last season's primetime games and how they were low scoring and how they were bad, and I pointed to that right there as to a spot where you miss Tom Brady, because there were about seven games on the NFL calendar that would have been automatically way more interesting because he would have been at the center of it, and on top of that he was a pretty damn good player too, and the games would be better. I missed Tom Brady in the sport last year, and if he wants to take some pot shots at the kids and dust himself off and do it at an age that we've never seen before after a year off to teach these kids a lesson himself, I am down for that. How can you not be? And even if he fails, it's still great.
Put it on the poll, Juju. Would you like to see Tom Brady come back? Because I think the answer to that is going to be no from people, and it's because they're not thinking about it enough. I think people are going to answer no to that question. I'm sick of Tom Brady. I don't want any more. You basically, Tom Brady did such an amazing thing in sports where he basically beat the respect out of everybody. He wins at the end, even if it doesn't go off with a championship. We all say, yeah, I hate you because you're too good, which is like the ultimate compliment in sports. I don't know that I can get a better one than that Derek Jeter got some of this. You beat the respect out of me. I hated you, hated you, hated you, hated you, and you shut me up so many times that I had to just eat it. But I would think that people would want to watch him roasted.
Yes,
I believe
100%.
That this is going to be an enormous... Well, first of all,
I don't want to see his friends roast him.
Right.
You want to roast
him. Let some Jets fans roast him. Yeah, let's really get to the heart of this.
His two exes, let them roast him, which they honestly might. That'd be something. I can get the people talking.
Mike, I watched a roast the other night, a clip of a roast of Alec Baldwin's oldest daughter roasting him, and it was really mean. And I was like, if this is what it's going to be like, I
think Tom's going to have a sense of humor about it, and Peyton can deliver a well-written joke, and I assume Peyton and Eli are going to be all over it, and there's going to be plenty.
Ooh, are they going to talk about FTX?
I imagine so. There's plenty of fodder there
pending
for
litigation,
it.
Though.
As long as Jeff Ross is there, I'm good.
All right, over under Botox, 5.5 Botox jokes.
Over.
Yeah. DraftKings.com, baby.
Over and
I
half.
Was actually going to say, what is the area that you can really hurt him? Like, what's the stuff that he's going to want cut out of there?
Well, his two exes roasting him.
FTXs. I meant like topics. Like, what jokes are like off limits for Brady?
He's just going to be like, guys, do 3 hours on Deflategate. It won't bother me.
You know what would be killer? If
I won that one.
If a joke writer works with Bill Belichick and Bill Belichick decides to steal the show and have one final go at Tom Brady.
So also off limits, Antonio Brown stuff.
And deflated balls. No, there's how many deflated balls jokes?
Those are the ones I feel like are just that doesn't affect him at all. He's just like, that's nothing.
Steve Martin.
Will anybody go after him? Because that is a great sentence. And now let's hear from both of Tom Brady's FTXs, brought to you by cryptocurrency, brought to you by fraud. You guys are questioning whether professional comedians will be as mean to him.
We've talked about it on the show before. Like athletes, they don't want to be made fun of the way that celebrities will allow themselves to be made fun of. But there have been good athlete roasts. I'm not saying that's not the Peyton Manning being one of them. But I hope that he lets them.
One of the best roasts I ever saw was Norm MacDonald at the top of the ESPYs, and he was never allowed to host the ESPYs again. And nothing like that ever appeared on the ESPYs again, because it was a comfortable gala for athletes. And we remember the look on Ken Griffey's face when Norm MacDonald is making yet more O.J. Simpson jokes about, hey, they can never take your Heisman Trophy away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter. And everybody's just sort of looking at him, staring uncomfortably. I got to think, if you're televising with professional roasters and the roastmaster, Jeffrey Ross, is involved with this, it will be unkind. I've never seen one of these roasts not be horribly unkind, and they're always great. I've loved watching roasts since it was like Friars Club. I'll stop. Me and my brother used to watch some of these old school 70s and 80s roasts just because it's so much fun to watch Tom Brady talked about that way to his face and have to force a smile through the Botox.
Didn't you get roasted once?
Yeah.
I did, yes.
Was it mean?
Well, the meanest part is they played me off the stage at the end of the night because they had to fill the room with nightclub goers. And So the band is playing me off before I'm finished. Well, I've got 10 minutes left of material and they're just playing music. Yeah, we've got the late night crowd at the Hard Rock trying to get in here to
that
do their drugs.
It's not even part of the roast. They're like, hey, buddy, we got paying customers. Your roast is over.
It was abbreviated because the Sheets and Giggles guy just went well over his time.
Wow. Went like a half hour.
There's that, too. The sponsor of the entire event was allowed a very long leash by Jason Jackson, who doesn't mind people being yammerers.
That's going to be Edelman.
He is someone, he sees a yammerer every time he looks in the mirror, and so he appreciates yammering right up until I'm doing it, and people got to get into the nightclub, and the band is playing me off. Do you know how hurtful it is to have your roast, the most hurtful thing about your roast being them playing you off at the end?
You know how hurtful it is to see my big dog get played off by the music? I don't know.
That will probably not happen to Tom Brady. I got to think, though, if Netflix is going to get into the business of the live stuff, the gather around your television at an appointed time, we're going to go against our entire model of you can watch this when you want, which is what the consumer has demanded so much now that none of us have any time for commercials anymore. Commercials are paying for everything and a tolerance that none of us can abide. And also, I assume the streaming services at some point in the future will force more and more of these commercials on us, whether we want them or not, because of how much the industry is changing. But Netflix doing this with these two people Kevin Hart and Tom Brady. That is so strategically purposeful from a network that is carrying comedy more than any other network. Comedy right now exists in a couple of spaces, and I'm stunned when I see all of these arenas filled by Andrew Schultz, who hasn't even done a proper special the way other comedians look at specials, because of the two places where comedians are allowed to be most popular now. It's not late night television anymore. It's in this sphere where the Andrew Santinos and Theo Vaughn, I keep forgetting his name, where they exist, the Joe Rogan comedians, and now, you know, Netflix has been feeding comedy for a long time with specials. This is something that I imagine is going to do a huge number because of how palatable the two participants are to America, Kevin Hart and Tom Brady.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's done stuff that also has flown under the radar, and audiences have decided, maybe a little bit too much. He is out there a lot. He's paid a lot of money by a lot of different platforms. But I think it's going to be successful just because it's really the concept of a roast. These have been pop culture moments in their previous incarnation. You mentioned the Friars Club and Comedy Central. I think this is going to be hugely popular because this is Netflix's first attempt at it, and they're going to get great comedians.
The thing that is another addition to this sort of live comedy element is Netflix is doing a special with John Mulaney coming up as well. They did the Chris Rock Live. The Mulaney special seems like it's actually a contained sort of produced special that's going to be live. So they're clearly trying to get into the live comedy space in a way that none of these other networks seem to be doing.
No, they're in the live game. They just bought Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
They are players in this game and are building up more and more to go out and get these properties to watch Netflix live. And we just come back to cable television, only it's 7 times the price. Oh.
Shout out capitalism.
Stop showing me commercials on my streaming services.
Right, I'm glad you mentioned commercials. I want to put this in as the worst commercial in the history of all commercials. Shea Gildas Alexander and Chet Holmgren. Please, brothers, pull the plug. I don't even know what they're selling.
Chris Cody likes it.
They wouldn't even know that song, though. I do like the commercial. Everyone's been complaining about it. I like it.
It's way too much.
But that song's way before their time. They would never know that one.
Don Lebatard.
Sub 500 seasons, it's been lonely. Now the best player's on our side. Been losing and losing for much too long. But now we're back with New York pride.
Stugatz.
Jalen. You've got us on our feet, Jalen. We're gonna win the East, Jalen. Without Randall, we're still doing fine.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
We love this guy and this guy's energy. Mero is in studio with us, fashionably late, the way Dominicans do it. And he is wearing what I believe to be the single best piece of jewelry I have ever seen, which is just Jesus' face.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen. You never seen a Jesus piece on a Cuban before, Dan?
Yo, right there, where? Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, hold on. You live in Miami.
Jesus piece.
I'm sorry. Did I say I hadn't seen one, or that this is the best one I've ever seen?
Hey, here we go. You know what I'm saying? I told my jeweler, I was like, how do I wash this? Because I don't have that weird steam thing that you have, like the wand to wash it with. He's like, all right, listen, bro. Lukewarm water, gentle soap, and just let it sit. He's like, nothing abrasive. I was like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? So we're gonna keep the Biggie chain. This is actually an homage. You know what I'm saying? If you're a hip hop head, you know, Cubans with the Jesus piece, with my peeps, we here, with my peeps in Miami, 305. You know what I mean? And like I said, I don't wanna start, you know what I mean? I know you have your things that you wanna talk about. But like I said on a previous appearance on this program, Kristaps Porzingis, durability of Hyman, proven last night. Boston Celtics, most fraudulent number one seed ever in the history of the New York Basketball Association, because that's what it is right now. You know what I'm saying? The New York Basketball Association with the Knicks. Okay?
Now we can get into whatever you want to get into, Dan.
Thank you. Tony came in here the moment that he heard. Tony was not here, and then he heard you were here. And
hermanito mio?
Es mi primo.
He just wanted to be near you. Tony, what do you have for Mero?
I got a bunch of things. Usually we do, I'm going to let you do your show, Dan, obviously.
Thank you, both of you, for allowing that.
Yeah, I'm just here. Ayudate one, but we usually do refandadia, a little bit more Cuban style. I'm doing this one Dominican style because the boy is in the building. So we could do that later.
Mike yesterday feuded with Paul Pierce publicly. How are you feeling in general, Mike, about all this Knicksdom that is making an appearance? Because New York has gotten very loud, and I want to say very fast, but they've been waiting 20 years for this.
Yeah, this has been percolating. This has been percolating, and I thought that the NBA didn't need New York. And then this season happened, and I was kind of feeling New York being involved because they finally have a team that I think is worthy of the chest pounding. And I think, man, get it out right now. They're killing it.
Yes.
Well, it's going to end in the second round, so you get it out now.
I knew it. I was like, yo, bro, you think the Pacers are going to beat us, dog?
Yeah, that's true.
The Indiana Pacers?
I don't think this one's over yet. Do you think this one's over?
It's cooked, bro. Listen, Giannis, I love you, bro. You know what I mean? You're one of the most, like, humble, likable NBA guys. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a facade. Who knows? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. I'm not here to slander nobody. You know what I mean? Except my ex-girlfriends. Okay? So he's a nice guy, and you want him to win. You know what I mean? I remember when they lost, and the reporter asked him, like, yo, was this season a failure? You know what I mean? And he was just like, I would have jumped over the thing. Like the guy that jumped over, you know what I mean, and punched the judge, I would have did that. Like, bro, don't ask me that. We just lost, fam. We just lost in the playoffs. I'm the guy on this team. Everybody's looking at me like, yo, if you lose, it's on you. You know what I mean? I'm from Greece, bro. I don't know how to do American swag and be like, man, f*** out of here. You know what I mean? Like, if that was Russell Westbrook, bro, totally different post-conference.
But he's not asking you about Milwaukee because you're just taking out the entire conference. He's saying, as I'm saying, I'd still fear that Philadelphia team.
Nah, man,
you.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm not an athlete. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all know that. I'm not an athlete. But
you're looking more like one than you used to. You're looking lean right now.
Come on, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm
gonna tirazo.
Ya tú sabes que lo que conmigo, papi. It's gonna be a hot summer. You know what I'm saying? My wife is very jealous. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here on the Peloton doing mad push-ups in the morning. I'm working out with my son. Shout out to Merrill Jr. I love you. You know what I mean? We out here getting diesel, bro.
You should have brought him. It's bring your kid to work day.
I know. And he said, he's like, yo, can I come? And I was like, bro, you got school. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna take you to Miami, dog. You got school. And then when you go to school on Monday, yo, what? Where's your math homework? Ah, I couldn't do it. I was on the Dan Le Batard show with my pops. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm surprised you're not scared of Embiid, though. I'm surprised.
No, I'm not. You know why? Because I watched that game, too. And I watched the Curt Schilling bloody sock moment where he bust a stitch open. And he was doing all kind of wild stuff. When he threw the ball off the glass to himself and yammed it, I was like, wow, that's crazy. You're on perks. You know what I mean? That allegedly, because they got that man. Listen, you've been doing sports for a long time, Dan. You know that if you're the guy, they're going to make you play. You know what I'm saying? You thought Pat Mahomes got hurt in that Super Bowl and they were going to be like, all right, sit. We're going to start whoever the hell. I don't even know who's behind you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're the guy. So we're going to whatever we got to give you to get you back out there, we're going to give you. And Embiid is out there wearing leggings with busted stitches, bro, off of Perk 30, allegedly. You know what I mean? And that's not sustainable, Dan. All it takes is for Mitch Robb to dunk on him one time, and the whole construction of his knees is going to blah.
I thought he was legitimately done for the season in the coolest way I had ever seen in the history of sports. Throwing it off the backboard around Mitchell Robinson to dunk with his own pass to himself and then collapsing in a heap. I also did think, my God, how many needles has that guy taken?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, did you see his eye whenever he was on the ground? Yeah. He got the baby doll eye, bro. Yeah. One of them. Don't move at all. The left guy. Like, Jesus, pray for him.
He just had one looking at the bench the whole time, at the medical staff. Like, yo, y'all got another one? Y'all got some Toradol back there? He's getting NFL shit back there, bro. Like, it was serious.
When was the last time, and I will tell people again, as I have before, that every Thursday he's got new episodes with Carmelo Anthony, 7 p.m.
Oh, man.
in Brooklyn.
This one's a banger. The last one it dropped today. Today's Thursday, right? Yeah, it dropped today. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out. It's live now, and it has the New York legend Stephon Marbury. And yes, we talk about Vaseline. You know
eating, what I'm eating Vaseline.
We talk about all that. You know what I mean? So it's in there. Check it out. You get. I promise you, bro. Because like, yo, shout out to LeBron and JJ Redick. They got their new thing, and it's just like, hey, man. You know when I said, hey, you know, I saw D Wade coming off the pick. I said, you got to pick the picker, and then the XO curl. You know, and he didn't curl when I did the XO, so then I had to O the X. And you know, when you O the X, JJ, you know when you O the X, right? And JJ's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got when you O the X, man, everything kind of goes to shit. And then I'm just like, bro, what are they talking about? I played 21 in the projects. I don't know what is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's that. You know what I mean? That's for those guys. 7 p.m. in Brooklyn is for you.
You got into the juicy stuff with Marbury. Everybody wants to hear from Marbury on the New York years, on
Larry Brown,
on playing overseas, being an icon over there, and seemingly having a public mental health crisis.
Yes. You know what I mean? And yes, we got into all of that. You know what I mean? So yeah, check it out. 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. Also, Victory Light. You know what I mean? We out here. You know what I mean? If you want to hear straight unhinged mania, me in a manic episode for an hour and a half straight with two wonderful co-hosts named Lizbel Ortiz and Rainio Valle, Victory Light is for you. You know what I mean?
Lehman and I listened to that on a road trip recently, and he proceeded to tell me all about, was it Bloom Burrito? What was the name of the Twitter account for Bloomberg?
Bloombito.
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 Thank you. Bloombito. Never knew about that piece of New York.
Bloombito, yeah. Bloombito, dog, where he was just like trying his best to speak Spanish, you know what I'm saying? Much like a New York Puerto Rican, tried his absolute best to try to speak some Spanish, bro.
Speaking of which, we had a debate here beforehand, and you are in the middle of age here where they're explaining to me, between me and them, that that Pitbull changed the meaning of the word culo from when I was a young person, when culo was not the whole ass, it was the asshole when I was young.
Oh, yeah.
And so I wanted a verdict from you as what is the ruling here? Does Pitbull get to change that?
Listen, Miami is a very powerful metropolitan city. You know what I'm saying? And Pitbull is the governor of Miami. You know what I'm saying? He's Mr. Worldwide. So when you're Mr. Worldwide, you get to change some things. You know what I mean? So he influenced the culture, bro. He made culo not just booty hole, the entirety of the booty.
Asshole!
You know what I'm saying? That's right!
Dan, I think what you were searching for earlier, and thankfully I'm in, is you're looking for asshole as ojo del culo, which is...
El ojo del culo!
Like...
No, I'm saying that in my youth, the culo, that in my household, that's what the culo was. It was not the whole ass.
During the Great Depression, that's what it meant.
That's what it meant. That's true. Nah, Juju's right. But Dominicans, we call it like una chapa. Diablo, que chapa, mami, coño. Diablo, que chapón. You know what I mean? Like that. Like you got to get ASMR with it. Like, yeah, let me get that bone.
All right, now you're creeping. People, yeah, wow. That's a little bit
culazo. Culazo.
Yeah, bro, get culazo. Could you blah, blah, blah? Could you blah, blah, blah? Let me stop, bro, because I'm going to start
Put some dembow. We should put some dembow on right now.
We drop a whole dembow track in here while I'm here, man. Stop.
Where does the last game rank for you in terms of sports emotions the last, I don't know how many years, to win that way late with a team that you're falling in love with because they, New York likes to think that that team is representing the things that New York is.
Yes.
You did it with a very different team in the 90s, much different than this one, but this team, New York has fallen in love with because of how they play.
How they play, how they get together, how they vibe with each other. It's, you know, kind of similar to the Yankees right now. Like, you know, Juan Soto's making Aaron Judge look like not a cyborg. You know what I mean? Which is a tall task. You know what I'm saying? Because that mother, he is swaggerless. I love you, Judge, but he's kind of swaggerless. You know what I'm saying? But Juan stepped in and did his thing. But with the Knicks, it's the same thing. The energy is different. You know what I mean? It's not like, maybe. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it used to be like, yo, nah. Like Mike was saying, oh, you know, it's the second round. And that was, like, the real thinking. Like, yo, if we make it to the second round. Now it's like, bro, all of y'all. You know what I mean? The Bucks, you know what I mean? The Heat, y'all bring it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm Scarface at the end of the movie. Like, Carter, you want to run for? You want with me? I'm like, Peoples, bro, in the Shaft remake, bro. You mess with my brother, you mess up for me.
It's literal with Jalen Brunson. You can say, say hello to my little friend. Yeah, my little friend.
Yeah, and then the Indiana Pacers come in the back door with that thing on him. Hey, yo. It's right about the playoffs.
Come on, dog. No, don't do that.
The best part, though, is seeing like Melo in his like knit yellow fit, like right on the court side with all the old Knicks. It's amazing.
Smitty, I love you. That's exactly where I was going with this. That is what gave me even more. And listen, there was a resentment built because that game coincided with Passover, you know what I'm saying? And my wife is of the Judaism persuasion, you know what I'm saying? So we had to go do a Seder instead of me sitting in between Melo and John Starks, drunk off Cuervo, jumping up and down, you know what I mean, enjoying myself. But hey, I love my family and I love my kids.
Man, that's all y'all. That is resentment right there.
Nah, it's not at all, man. It's cool. Shout out to my man T. You know what I'm saying? T, what up, baby? You know what I'm saying?
You missed out on something tremendous in the name of faith.
Yeah, you know, not even my faith like that. It was just, it was like, you know, just not camaraderie, man. Solidarity. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people skip their Seders to go to that game, including my boyfriend.
Yeah, shout out to Lee. Yeah, Lee, man, goddamn, I should have did what you did, bro. But then your kids wouldn't have been looking at you like, where's daddy? You know what I'm saying?
Did you see through everything that was happening through the religious ceremonies because of where you wanted to be?
Dog, I was just like, man, Dayenu, man, get over it. Get shit over with, bro. Bring the brisket out. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get this over with. But what energized me was seeing Melo, John, all those guys jumping up and down, going to Sprewell, who looks like the most dominant center in the WNBA, like just going crazy, jumping up and down, like, yeah, yeah, hugging each other, slapping each other on the back, bro. It was beautiful, man. It was like generations of New York basketball coming together to celebrate this renaissance. You know what I mean?
And you missed it.
And I was eating brisket with a collar shirt on the whole time.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan, and I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.